Obviously, it goes without saying 2020 was a bit of a different year. But overall, how did it go from the Strait Regional Center for Education's perspective?
Well, although this school year looked different and certainly feels different, I'm really grateful how our students, staff, and families have come together to continue to support one another and to adapt to new classroom and school routines. So we've had a lot of support as well, Greg, with this school year, and I'd like to, you know, thank all of our school advisory councils who volunteer their time, and they are doing great work supporting our school communities. As well, I'd also like to thank our multiple community partners who provide support to students, schools, and communities. Some examples would be, obviously, our health partners, our municipal units, our RCMP partners, community services, justice, and so on. So, you know, our focus really, though, continues to be on working together to support our students' well-being, achievement, and their overall success. And we're supported with that, Greg, through our Nova Scotia Back to School Plan, which really puts the safety of our children, students, families, and staff first and foremost. So, we continue to be in close contact with our with public health officials through the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, and really continue to follow their guidance and advice. Since the start of the year, we've been in close contact with our schools and hearing that things are going quite well. And I really continue to be impressed and inspired by everyone's ability to adapt as we navigate together through the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, they're certainly challenging at times, and people have had to make adjustments. But it's very impressive to see how everyone has come together to follow and respect the public health protocols.
Just want to go back to March break when the world changed and we had a school year unlike any other. When you look back on it now from March break to mid-June, or, you know, when the school year ended, with the benefit of hindsight, how did that period go?
Well, it was certainly interesting, and things changed, you know, by each day and actually sometimes by the hour. And I was really impressed with how, you know, all of our staff came together very quickly to adjust and make changes when we knew we were going to be going back to school basically online and working from home. We had tremendous support from Education and Early Childhood Development to help us make that switch. But our own staff really worked tirelessly and were extremely professional and got ready to make that switch. And then as we went through the fall, it was a new way for our students and our staff and families to adjust to learning. And I thought they did a fabulous job throughout the spring during, you know, very difficult times and really getting through lots of unknowns.
And what were some of the challenges that schools and students faced in that period after March break? I mean, rural internet is obviously a real issue in this area, but what sort of challenges, other challenges, did you have?
Rural internet was certainly a piece that we had to work through, and we had some of that with the back to school learning plan. And the learning continuity plan as well that really helped students to get various options if they weren't able to go online, so they were able to access some of their schoolwork either through jump drives being delivered to home or as well the work that went home with Saltwire newspapers. And so that was quite creative and innovative, and we had some positive feedback from that. So just really, Greg, the ability to adapt throughout the spring, and when challenges, you know, arose, people worked really hard to put their minds together to figure out a solution. And I think they did a fabulous job of that throughout the spring.
As we approach the end of the fall term, or the first half of 2020-2021, how have things gone since September?
I think things have gone really well for startup this year, and you know, although there have been some changes in school routines and expectations, one important factor that remained constant throughout the fall was our ability of our staff to engage our children and students in creative and innovative learning opportunities. One of the things that came out of that we have seen a little more focus on is that we were seeing some really creative and innovative examples of taking classrooms outdoors, and our staff have been doing a great job of incorporating physical activity and getting outside as much as possible into the daily planning. You know, the weather this fall certainly supported our efforts to take learning outside, and I've seen some great examples of reading, writing, math, science, music, physical education, and some other, as well as some other great outdoor learning spaces that have been created at schools to take advantage of their surrounding spaces and take advantage of some of our wonderful community trails to get out and either get a brain or a mask break throughout the fall. So that has been a really positive piece. And as we went through the fall, our priority was to continue to build community in our schools and promote student achievement and well-being, through the creation of positive, safe, and respectful and inclusive learning environments, where all of our students felt a sense of belonging, and I think we've been doing quite a good job of that throughout the fall.
So the back to school plan was announced, I believe, in mid July, and then you get to September. How much work went in that period in terms of logistics, planning, that sort of thing, to get schools ready for the return of students and teachers?
Right. There was a lot of work that took place over the summer, and our operations staff certainly and school-based staff really contributed a lot of expertise and worked a lot of long hours to get schools ready. As we know, the learning environment of the classrooms changed quite a bit in the configuration, as well as the configurations within schools. So there was a lot of work in preparation to start up for September. But once again, everyone pulled together and did a fabulous job, and schools were ready to open. As we discussed earlier in the year, schools were ready to go, by the end of the summer.
And we talk about the second wave, and we've started to see some cases of COVID-19 creep into schools, but we've been very fortunate in this region. To what do you attribute that?
Well, I really attribute it, Greg, to everyone, complying with the public health protocols and really following the rules and being respectful of each other and showing kindness. We've also had tremendous cooperation from our communities and especially our parents. If their children aren't feeling well, they're keeping them at home. So it's a team effort. Everyone is working together to ensure that we can continue learning in schools. And I will say that I'm very impressed with everyone, our students, our staff, our parents, and our community. So hopefully we'll stay on that track, heading into our last few months after Christmas. But they've really done a fabulous job.
What are the goals for the year ahead?
The goals for the year ahead is that we want to continue on working together to support one another and support our students' well-being and their achievement and their overall success. And we want to continue to share updates and information with staff and families and work closely together to implement the plan and the public health measures to prevent spread of COVID-19 and to help each other stay healthy and as safe as possible. And I think we can do that. With one of the many strengths of our back-to-school plan is that it's responsive, and our practices can be modified quickly if required. So if we have the direction to move in a different learning model, that'll be given by public health, and they'll assess our COVID-19 situation, and we'll be ready to go.
Anything else you want to add, Paul, before we wrap up?
Sure, Greg. Really on behalf of the Strait Regional Center for Education, I'd like to wish everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.